All right. You're listening to Clay Douglas today, sitting in for Jack McLamb. If you like the show, if you like what I got to say, if you like the way I say it, well, you might contact RBN and tell them that maybe I ought to be on RBN. I would love to work with John Stadtmiller again. He's done a hell of a job here over the years, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk to you on RBN and try to get this information out. Now, if you want to call in, folks, the number is 800-313-9443. I am taking calls today. But Mike Harris, who ran for governor in Arizona, has talked about this, and Mike is a editor. I believe he's on RBM. He's talked about this whole Mossad operation, and others are backing this up. They're backing this up, and what they've said from the Daily Paul, from Ron Paul's site, they are saying that there's no way that James Holmes had anything to do with the Aurora killings, nor could Adam Lanza have committed the Sandy Hook murders. These are professional hit jobs by experienced assassins, and the likely culprit is the Mossad. All of this is a systematic plot to destroy America's last bastion of freedom and independence, which is guns. Do you know why we weren't invaded by the Japanese? Why we weren't invaded by the Japanese in World War II? Because a general for the Japanese army, or an admiral, I'm not sure which it was, said we can't invade America. There's a gun behind every blade of grass, every American. So who is calling for gun control now in America? Well, you've got a lot of neocon senators that are doing that. And, whoa, there's one more large entity out there that is calling for gun control, and that's the Chinese government. Even though on the same day that Sandy Hook happened, just as many children were killed in China who has gun control, they were stabbed to death. Now, folks, Sandy Hook and Aurora were both featured in a clue in a Hollywood movie about Batman. The Batman shootings, where the people were attending when they were shot at Aurora, as a sign of the Cesar Aurora and a map. And the only thing that you can read on the map is Sandy Hook. Now, well known that Israeli Moles commonly murder as children. In Gaza, their murder of children is routine. While previously in Palestine, as in Deir Yassin, Zionist thugs, noticeably the Stern and Ergun gang, not only murdered the children, but also tortured them, including cutting off their genitals while they were still alive. The arch criminals also cut open pregnant women and then butchered their fetuses with knives. It was all done for effect to create fear in the hearts of the people in order to drive them off their land. In Lebanon, over the decades, they've slaughtered thousands of innocent infants, pregnant women, and children. They even beheaded humorous children, even cutting the eyes out of the sockets of living people. This is all done to instill fear in order to achieve their wicked aims. It's what they want. Two maximum warfare. Divide and conquer and be afraid. Be very, very afraid. Put their right back.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Now, no one knows how many children have been killed through the Zionist-installed wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Yet, surely this number, it numbers in the tens of thousands. It is these perpetrators who also murdered children through Operation Gladio, where European babies and children were born to this. Also, murdered, is all now completely proven to have been Mossad, in the Aurora Theater massacre. An infant was shot by a skilled gunman and a six-year-old killed, not by James Holmes, but rather by an Israeli mercenary. Now, only the Zionist perpetrators commend the killing of children as an appreciable act. No other group does so, not even the violence of dictators. Thus, in any act where children are specifically targeted, the various Zionist operatives must be suspected. Moreover, why not? The Israelis have a judiciary under their control. They have the judiciary, our judiciary, under their control, as well as lawful enforcement. If they're caught, as they were on 9/11, they'll just be let go. After all, it would be too much of a scandal to admit that it is all a hoax and these terror acts were orchestrated. Only the Mossad operates internationally based hit squads, the purpose of which is to murder its enemies or even commit generalized terror acts. And by the way, the two men that came to see me that said they were CIA in the hospital, hi, Clay. How are you doing, Clay? You been hallucinating? Well, you can thank us for that. Yeah, who are you? Where's CIA? Yeah, what are you doing in this country? What are you doing messing with me? The fact is, folks, they were probably Mossad because this is the way they operate. They murder their enemies. If it suits Zionist cause, they were, Israel was a little bit ticked off at Obama. Obama is supporting the Muslims a little bit more than he should to Israelis. Like there was the tide turned against Israel over their treatment of the Palestinians at the UN. The Palestinians were recognized, and many of these dual citizens in Israel ought to be tried for war crimes, and hopefully. If we're successful in waking up the people of America, as well armed as the people of America are, we shouldn't have to go out and kill anybody. All we need, we don't have to become the terrorists. We're not the rebels. It's our country. It's our constitution. And that's why, and I cover this in my book, Mystery Babylon, that's why they have tried to demonize the veterans. That's why they've tried to demonize the militia. The militia ain't no terrorist organization. In New Mexico, we formed it in the governor's office. We're not terrorists. We care about the people. We formed for your defense, for self-defense. Now, in the United States, these hit, or call them death squads, they killed J.T. Reddy in Arizona while I was there. They tried to blame me for it, some of the Jewish trolls up there. Have tried to, you supported J.T. Reddy. Well, he was a Nazi. He was this. No, they simply killed him because he would blow the whistle on the drug dealers. They did the same thing to Casey Nethercott. Casey Nethercott, I had on my show many times over the years. Got to get him out of jail in Texas years ago. And he called me up after the accident. Clay, I want to help you get the Free American Sergeant. The only problem was he did it on my tapped phone, tapped by Converse and Amdocs, which are two Israeli companies who the NSA signed to this. And Homeland Security, I'll talk about them later. They're the ones behind building these prison camps. FEMA centers, I'm sorry. The Israeli regime is even bragging. It has in place assassination squads, the purpose of which is to kill its enemies right here in this country. These death squads separate freely, sometimes even in connection and coordination with law enforcement, and that's what you're seeing when a law enforcement officer of Connecticut comes up and says, well, all you bloggers out there, if you're putting out, if you're saying something that we didn't give you, that didn't come from the police department, didn't come from the FBI, then we may have to arrest and prosecute you. Again, be afraid. Be very, very afraid. Don't talk about the Zionists. Don't talk about the Jews. Don't mention the name. Don't mention this. Don't say this. Or, you know, you can be prosecuted for misinformation. If there was a law against misinformation, every CNN, ABC, and NBC executive would be in jail, in trial, in courts, and that's where they belong, in my opinion. I don't want to go out and kill nobody. The New World Order is supported by Jews, Christians, Zionists, people that don't have a clue. It's like J. Edgar Hoover told you. The common man is completely overwhelmed when coming face to face with a conspiracy so vast they just can't comprehend it. I won't use the term Luciferian, but I will tell you that the satanic religion out there, whether it's the Talmud, whether it's the Mossad, whether it's Christian Zionist, whatever it is, whatever medium they're hiding under, this is evil. And Jesus told it to you best. 2,000 years ago, the Bible told us that coming to the New World Order is the eighth beast, the martyr, and warned us about the Jews, say they're Jews but not. Jesus told us that they were liars and of their father Satan. It's in my book, Mystery Babylon. The Zionist moles even think, blink, had the thought of murdering a schoolroom full of children. According to their own dictates, if it served their greedy aims, there would be no hesitation. After all, it was this criminal cabal, which published in 2009 a manual for so-called Gentiles, among others, the King's Torah by Isaac Shapiro. In this book, it said, non-Jews are uncompassionate by nation. Thus, they can be routinely murdered incredibly in order to curb their evil inclination. It is if saying so. Note, these rabid Zionists, such people have no right to even exist. The further states, if we kill a Gentile who has violated one of the seven commandments, there's nothing wrong with the murder, and any such killing is justified, including the wanton murder of children, even infants, just like they did in Deir Yassin, and more. That's because, according to the Zionist code, there's no need to purge Gentiles from the face of the earth if it is clear that there is a need to purge Gentiles from the face of the earth if it is clear that they will grow up to harm. So therefore, the rabbis command such a situation. They may be harmed deliberately, and not only during combat with adults. Now, this book, highly popular on the Zionist strip, is having its effect. Essentially, it endorses the wanton murder of people in America. According to Haaretz, it is heavenly read and has received wide dissemination and the enthusiastic endorsement of prominent rabbis. Primarily an extraction from the Talmud, the book has its focus on essentially extermination. Gentiles may be killed without remorse or consequence, is apparently its motto. And doing so, even authorities like Maimonides, you're quite literally saying, quoted literally, saying it is an acceptable practice to kill Christians who are known as idolaters. It essentially said if they can't be turned away from their religion, kill them. Young Jews are taught to interpret these words as mandates, as literal law for their highest authorities, the Talmud and the Zohar. So this Israeli bestseller repeatedly gives justification for murdering anyone who even conceivably poses a danger to the Jewish race. This is why Mike Golden, Jack Bauer, called and threatened me, because Louis Ewing will tell you the same thing I'm telling you. And this is not propaganda. This is accurate information that I'm giving you that day. Of course, they don't want you to hear it because, well, there's still a crime against murder. There's still crimes against conspiracy if the judicial system is right. And that's what I want to see. I want to see these banksters. I want to see some of these lawyers. I want to see some of these major corporations. I want to see the heads of the pharmaceutical companies that are poisoning America the same way they poisoned and they drugged the Chinese. I mean, what is OxyContin? And remember OxyContin? Remember Quaaludes? Remember second all? My grandmother was a drug addict. I had no idea until I took second.
Right. Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
With the death squads in place, could the Mossad be the perpetrators behind two of the most recent killing sprees, Aurora and Newtown, Sandy Hook? Again, all this was on the Jewish-controlled film industry. It was all a Batman film. Sandy Hook was the only thing you could read on the map as a clue to the death squads. Now, it would be, by any standard, a primary suspect. Now, Jim Fessler, writing for Veterans Today, said Mike Harris, that this follows the Mossad pattern. These two men have published bravely against that the accusation against Mr. Lanza made no sense and discrepancy proved plot. There's the same tactic behind the Mossad orchestrated mass murder in Norway where 77 children were slaughtered. This was punishment by Israeli fanatics for the country's endorsement of the Palestinian cause. Now it's America's turn. Harris notes, This is exactly what Israel did in Norway. The political party that voted sanctions against Israel was retaliated against by a lone gunman who killed 77 children. In Aurora, the likely Mossad role, along with, in contrast, the non-role of James Holmes, have been thoroughly demonstrated in a lengthy assessment. Put simply, there's no way that Mr. Holmes did any shooting. Regarding Sandy Hook, the Mossad's hands are all over it, as seen by the deliberate nature of the plot. Furthermore, it's impossible that this could be hit by a single person. In fact, it's unlikely he participated in the event at all. Ken from Virginia, welcome to RBN, the Jack McLean Show. Hello, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks for letting me speak. I'm president of the Virginia Taxpayers Association. A couple of weeks ago, I was on this program, and I was talking about this video that I think all of your listeners have either seen or know about, Dreams for My Real Father, showing that Obama was not the son of Obama Sr., but he was a son of Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist organizer, and that he was born in either Seattle or Hawaii. And after I said this, somebody said, well, and I said, of course, Obama's a traitor, and by the name of Lark called and said, well, he couldn't be a traitor because he was born in Kenya. Now, I know that Michelle Obama says that her husband was born in Kenya, and I know that there's a monument over there allegedly showing the birthplace of Obama, but that's all Hollywood theater, and the fact is he is a United States citizen because his father, Frank Marshall Davis, who was a tremendously successful communist organizer, was born in the United States, so that the birthers are incorrect in that. Of course, now Frank Marshall Davis didn't want to admit that he was the father, although the original book, fake autobiography, Dreams for My Father, speaks of Uncle Frank 25 times, and says that Uncle Frank was his monitor, which is true. He was his monitor and persuaded him in the communist line of thinking. But the point is that Lark was incorrect, and then I was trying to find out, and it wasn't clear who Lark says was his real father. He agreed with what I said about the fact that about Frank Marshall Davis and other, but it sounded as if sort of a wheat field or so was the father of Obama. And I wonder now, and he never knew Obama Sr. Now it's true, of course, he was taken to Indonesia and was trained in a Muslim country and so forth. That's what is not clear. So if Lark or somebody else can call and say, well, who is they alleging is his real father? If it was not Frank Marshall Davis, now the DNA. I mean, the Davis looks. He has the face, the skull pattern, and the nose and eyes and so forth, and the instances of physical similarity are remarkable. And so I think it's so that's what I wanted to say.
Well, thank you. And I have seen the picture. There is more of a resemblance to Frank Marshall Davis than the supposed father. Now, we'll be right back. I'll tell you about the plan to make Obama president, the perfect New World Order leader. I'll tell you why when we get back here. 800-339-443 if you want to call in.
Kathy? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
We're back, and you're listening to Clay Douglas, sitting in for Jack McLam today. FreeAmerican.com is my website. Most of these shows, including this one today, will be posted on that website. I'm also on Facebook at FreeAmerican69 and YouTube. Got over 1,000 episodes. I've been busy, but I haven't slowed down. Haven't slowed down here and don't intend to. But let me address this about, I don't know what who said what or what is exactly going on for that. But I think Obama is absolutely, this is my personal opinion, folks. I wasn't there when he was born. I don't know where he was born, and I don't care. I can tell you that people, I've got lots of people that have been in the intelligence units, and it has been reported to me that somebody 20 years ago knew that Obama would be president. you also, this happens again and again. We get a little into more into the esoteric here, you know, time travel and, you know, stargates and things like that. But the fact is that George Bush, when he was a child, George Bush Jr., he was running around telling people, my daddy's going to be president. I'm going to be president, too. And somebody predicted 20 years ago that Obama was going to be elected president. How did they know? How did they know? And the... But don't know where we're born. I don't think it makes a difference. I think that they put all this subterfuge, all this deception out there to keep you confused, maybe cause a constitutional crisis, to undermine your faith in the government. Doesn't take much to do that. But I can tell you that Obama is the perfect New World Order leader, because his father, if it was Marshall, was a communist. His mother, grandmother were communists. His mother was Jewish. So, and his supposed father is a Muslim. So we got a guy that's black, he's white, he's Muslim, he's Christian, he's Jewish. I'd say that's perfect New World Order leader. What do you think, Andy? Andy is calling in. Hello, Andy. How are you?
You're being recorded for quality assurance, and that pretty much stops everything as far as a group of people in society who have a disability. And we're just talking about chopping down a poisonous tree that shades out of freedom of justice for all. And Gary Franchi and George Shepard don't want nothing to do with this. We've exhausted all resources in regards to the legal system in this court. And we're just a group of people in society that we thought we'd be protected by the American disability laws, and you're not. And we suffer from what's called Rodneyitis, get no respect. I think that everybody else might agree in this country that they get the same behavior. And we just use a tape recorder for quality assurance in regards to understanding the terms of our contracts. And we get no access. And I've exhausted all resource. But again, the executive branch of government, if it's not accountable to the judicial branch, or the military is not accountable to the executive or the judicial branch of government, because we just go in and say you're upholding all laws, and they should say yes, but as of yet, it hasn't happened. And
okay, I don't understand. You dropped some nothing. I've met Gary Franchi, and I know that he took over Aaron Russo. Aaron Russo was a friend of mine. I put him on the, you know, for somebody that's supposedly anti-Semitic. If I was that anti-Semitic, why would I put Aaron Russo on the cover of my Free American magazine?
Well, like I say, without discovery, there's no recovery for the American people, and we just use a tape recorder and instantly tear down the corporate veil to show that the Supreme Court is nobody, and the grand jury has the ultimate authority, and I'm just a grand juror who uses a tape recorder, and I witness that justice is a good law-abiding American who was told to use a tape recorder in special ed with dyslexia and use it for your private notes when you grow up, and you'll be participating just like everybody else. But, boy, what a crock of crap that was, huh? And all I want to do is encourage everybody to make this simple statement in this country is equality under laws, is all laws, is paramount. This is the mainspring for the progress of we the people. And that's a yes and no answer. And this is how you interact with the people you pay taxes to until they say yes. Until then, you have a government which doesn't represent the people.
I can't help you much on that. I know.
It's conspiracy people just like to keep going.
All right. Thank you very much, Andy. I appreciate that. I always carry a tape recorder. I always carry a camera with me. And that's a good practice. I don't know who the we are that you're referring to, but you know, folks, the method here, the message here is divide and conquer. They want you upset with this. They want you to be afraid of the militia. I went to a college with Charles College, and the kids were up there. College kids, they were there to listen to him. We were in Maine, and they looked real nervous around me. And I walked up, and I said, what's the matter with you guys? What's going on here? Well, you're militia, aren't you? I said, wait a minute, son. How old are you? I'm 22. How about you? How old are you? I'm 21. How old are you? I'm 19. Well, guess what, guys? According to the U.S. Code, you are the militia. Do you get scared when you walk by a mirror? Are you afraid of yourself? We are the militia. The people are the militia. You know, Hezbollah or whatever it is over there in Lebanon, that's the people trying to protect themselves against the Israelis. Now, we talk about this Mossad death by most of the time. The facts about Holmes and Adelanza, there clearly is no way this delicate, shy person could have committed these acts. They had a 100% kill rate. Everybody they shot was dead. That's pretty unusual, don't you think? Yeah. So, is there even a single person who saw this young man shoot or kill anyone? He's obviously not a merchant, had no history of carrying or handling such a vast arsenal of firearms. Plenty of ammunition to assure a high degree of authority. Every victim was killed with multiple gunshots and only a few wounded, and who survived? 27 killed, only one or two wounded. There, this was way too surgically precise for merely a random act. Anonymous sources are irrelevant. When the Zionist controlled media spouts devious claims, a person must pay close attention. Whenever it says a source, it should be disregarded, especially in the line, if the line continues, but for instance, who wishes to remain anonymous. There's also anonymous law enforcement field sources. According to AP, that's Rothschild News, all such statements should be held suspect or proven otherwise. Now, what is happening now, folks? We're in the end game. You could call it the end game. This brutal suppression of the exercise of freedom of speech and the right to petition our government for redress of grievances like the Wall Street movement by local and campus police departments who are clad in white gear and helmets with masks appears to be a manifestation of the increasing militarization of police departments at the local, state, and federal level through the creation of fusion centers. Now, these fusion centers, folks, is what was created with this homegrown terrorist act that was passed by Congress several years ago. The fusion centers, you're not been there, they're not in the open. They're supposedly supervised by the Department of Homeland Security. These events, in turn, reflect the increasingly fascist character of the national police state into which the U.S. is involved, whether it's fascism or communism. You got Democrats on one hand, Republicans on the other hand. Oh, you're a liberal? Well, I'm a conservative. You're a Republican? Well, I'm a Democrat. Well, folks, this is divide and conquer. They want you to be angry at each other. They want you, the Jews want you to hate Muslims. The Christian identity want you to hate the Jews. I don't want to hate nobody. The Constitution protects you, your choice of religion, First Amendment. So if you want to bang your head against that wooden wall, knock yourself out. I'll watch. You want to get on your hands and you stick your nose in the dirt and your ass up in the air, I'll try to keep the St. Bernard off of you. You want to pray to God for a Cadillac? Okay. I'll tell you what, I'll try to put in a good word for you so he don't drop it on top of your ass. Bill from Idaho. How are you, sir?
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Blessings to you too. Yes, sir.
Blessings to all the listening audience and the true followers of our Lord Yeshua Messiah on this most blessed and holy Advent day. I was wondering if there would be a possibility, Clay, considering your excellent discourse and observations, have people understand and appreciate that the NDAA panda alert with Mr. Johnson is very important as far as this NDAA and the progression of this fascism. I wanted to ask you if any of the regional groups are looking at or actively participating in misprison of treason and or assembly of high grand juries regionally. I think they're going to be needed immediately.
Are you familiar? You're a Christian, so you're familiar with the story of the tares and the wheat. You can just
breaking up.
Yeah, this is the hardest thing for us. Because many of the people, we have been as a populace. You set your kids down in front of the TV and they are programmed. They don't call it programming for nothing. That's what they are doing to you. They are programming you. They don't want you to be able to organize. They don't want you to be able to work together. Divide and conquer is the oldest maxim in warfare. And this is exactly what they do. You're a liberal. Well, I'm a conservative. Well, you know, I think we ought to be thinking of ourselves as Americans. Liberty-loving Americans. And I don't know of any group. Every group out there has been infiltrated by the Mossad, the ADL, AIPAC, whatever it is. And they want to keep you from getting together. People have asked me, Clay, why do you hate the Jews so much? I don't hate them. I kind of admire them. If us white boys, if us Christians added us together as they are and weren't influenced by their religious nonsense and religiosity, if they actually read the Bible for themselves, and realize that we're talking about the Jews who say they're Jews but are not, are of the synagogue of Satan, we would understand better the Mossad's motto, warfare by deception. I haven't seen a group that is working. That is why, by the way, I'm not a member of any motorcycle club. I'm not a member of any political party. I am the free American. I'm standing alone as the free American. And folks, if you think of yourself as an American and you judge people by their actions, by their what they do, the politicians, if we can retake control, and I'm not sure how we can do it. You know, the Bible is the way to do it. It is a handbook. It told us 2,000 years ago what was going to be happening. It warned us about the mark of the beast. Oh, and 2,000 years, we're sitting there scratching our heads going, what do you think that means? You won't be able to buy or sell? I got my gold right here. I got my dollar bill right here. What are they talking about? I won't be able to. Well, they got commercial for it now. It's called look. It's called the Health Link. Yeah, we got George. Forget his vacation. But now we got this little chip right here. This little chip right button in your hand and your and then your doctor will know everything about you. The hospital will know everything about you, and also know how much is in your bank account.
Hello.
And yes, sir. Go ahead. Are you still with me, Bill?
Yes, I am. I was hoping, by virtue of your query of how to retain what's left of the Republic, that possibly we would first retain our churches. And to that end, I would mention the discussion in Romans, but if we were to really be discerning, if we were to be truly his servants, we would most assuredly immediately withdraw and or disband from the 501c3 corporate enslavement. death.
Well, I've got to make a statement.
The death of discernment of the church or in the church by Mike Gendron. Gendron. If we would be able to pray 2 Chronicles 7:14 in light of that wonderful article by Mr. Gendron, the emerging church and the analysis of what is going on within the evangelifish mantra of mind control, how we are to judge, and the goal of discernment. Mr. Gendron, thank you.
All right. Thank you, I don't know Mr. Gendron, and I ain't doing a commercial.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Who have any concern about the ramifications of the Patriot Act and subverting the U.S. Constitution at this point in time should have no lingering doubt. The most striking indication that all is not well turns out to be the activation of the FEMA detention center across the country upon 72 hours notice, which has been taking place over the past few years, with is now taken for vendors to supply these centers. Staffing those facilities represents the final step preparing for their opening, along with arranging the vendors contracted to search services within the same 72-hour notice. This has now been confirmed by published Army advertisement for internment specialists, which it now appears is being given legal cover by the Senate Bill 1867, better known as the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, of 2012, which authorizes holding American citizens in indefinite detention with no legal right of representation or due process provision. Senator Carl Levin, Democrat of Michigan, had now explained on the floor of the Senate that the language which would have precluded these conditions from applying to American citizens was removed at the request of the administration, which reflects President Obama's position. Empowering the military to implement these policies represents the death throes of the Policy Common Sense Act, which was meant to delimit and constrain the powers of local and state governments and law enforcement agencies from the use of federal military personnel to enforce federal laws, which, as Brass Check TV is reporting, is being done by transforming local and state police agencies into a standing army. Much of this represents the accumulation of corrupt practices since World War II, including especially Operation Paperclip, by which high-level Nazi intelligence operatives, along with research scientists, were brought to America and integrated into our intelligence agencies and research operations. When we started FEMA, when FEMA was rolled into Homeland Security, I did a film called The True Face of FEMA. Now, that's available. If you make a donation to me at play@freeamerican.com, I will be glad to send you a copy of the DVD, The True Face of FEMA. Colonel John Berger was lecturing law enforcement, and I filmed it. In case of a single outbreak, a small box in a major metropolitan area, an earthquake of sufficient magnitude, we'll need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to control the American people, because some of them just won't follow orders. Well, that's right. And, folks, I've got 3 books out. I recommend that you make a donation and get at least a PDF, and if you want a signed copy, it costs a little more. Mystery Babylon, The New World Order Unveiled. I've been following this for 20 years. It tells you how they tried to kill me, what happened, what I did about it. It's all there, folks. And thank you. If you enjoyed the show, let RBN know, and we'll bring you. I love to do this with you every day. I do it 5 days a week, freeamerican.com, freeamerican.com. God bless you.